This Sunday. Every Sunday. Side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino calls them as they sees them, and you better believe them. Here. Relevant news, biased opinions, and outright bullshit regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp at mechanical trickery never before revealed over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Chris and Ray cuss each other down the track and barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and much more this Sunday at high noon on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and live feed, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free. Every Sunday at noon on WHPC. Take the Long Island Expressway to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the sign saying no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway. Go ride on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Sunday!
You may have walked 10 miles. You may be crawling 10 miles. You wonder why we're playing the fabulous Thunderbirds today, but I'll tell you why. It's because you've tuned into Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only talk show dealing with cars. And today, Thunderbirds, when we have in the studio with us Elliot Wiener and Dennis Benfante, and of course, Chris Switzer, along with Ray Guarino here, doing the swizzling things on the board. How are you, gentlemen, all of you?
Good evening.
Excellent, excellent. Chris, and how are you?
Doing okay. Doing all right. I'm sitting in my new office, my new studio here down the basement, and just trying to get everything all straightened out here, making sure all my switches are switched and my pots are at the right levels and all that good stuff. But yeah, hey, it's good to see you both. Dennis, Elliot, how are you guys?
Right, we miss you, Chris.
Great. I miss you guys, right?
Yep. Yes, I miss you too. It's tough being up here in the seclusion of the Nutmeg State, but we're making the best of it.
I see you have some new artwork behind you. Very nice.
Yes, I do. This is... I have gotten these many, many years ago. One of them is the front of a pink 59 Cadillac, and one of them is the back of a pink 59 Cadillac. And I had left because I was actually going to sell them because I don't use them anymore. Wow. And then I saw that they were a little bit wrinkled in the corners. I guess I must have stored them for the last 20 years in somewhat of a humid area. So I went, can't be sold, so we're going to use them.
So, well, you know, listen, with your recent proficiency with folded and molded door panels, I'm surprised you couldn't have fixed those things. That would have been a piece of cake, right?
I was thinking about it. That's what I did for pretty much the spring, late spring, early summer, was straightening out old Chrysler door panels that had literally curled up into like a prune because of the weather that they had experienced. And now they're still on the car, and believe it or not, they're still straight, which I'm in shock over. So, hey, guys, you know, I had a laugh because I was thinking, weren't we supposed to see Elliot and Dennis in July? And now we're seeing you guys in October.
Typically, their studio visit was in July. Yeah. Tell us how that transpired, guys. What happened?
Well, our show in July, we moved it to October last year because, it was so warm. Come on, give me a lead. It was so warm.
How warm was it?
At one time, we had a band that actually played music for us, and their amps overheated.
Yeah.
So when we moved, last year was the first weekend of October, like it is this year, and everybody was ecstatic. You know, you could still wear T-shirts, and it was still comfortable. So we're excited. This is our 16th year doing this, and... Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, no. Yep. And we miss you guys. It's been, because of the pandemic, 2 years went by and no Motormouth.
That's right. Well, we did have Motormouth. We did it remotely in the beginning, and then I was able to come into the studio here toward the end, but we still couldn't have guests. You couldn't have outside people in. So, so they still won't let me have Chris in, so we have to have him.
We didn't have a show to promote because it wasn't there.
Yeah. Right. And believe me, everybody's schedules were upended, ours as well, and we noticed it, you know, because you guys have been. Like I know in January, I'd usually get an email from Elliot like, hey, you know, put us on the calendar for July, whatever it was. I was like, okay. I'd go, flip the book, like, wow, that's a long way away, a long way. And I'd put you in. And, we missed all that stuff, too.
It is.
Well, the general consensus last year when we had to move the show into October, a majority of the people said that, you know, this would be great if you could do it in October. Every year, because you know July was too damn hot,
brutal. Yeah,
and we had October. You could have some beautiful weather.
Well, yeah. Now look, this year what we went through. You know, we went through 90s long stretches, and it was. Ugh.
Yeah,
we did. I did a show beginning of August. We met early, a bunch of us, at like 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
By 12:30, even though we were hiding under a tent for a couple of hours, we left.
Yeah,
just couldn't deal with the heat anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you something. I think there's a new Motor Mouth Radio curse, Chris.
I'm always interested in that.
You know, we have one from our caller, Bill in Freeport. It relates to brake lines and brakes and things.
Yes.
But I think there's a new car show curse because last week I did go up to the Malba show. That's why we didn't do a live show last week with our good buddy, Billy Velvet. And it rained. There was rain. So,
yeah.
And the replay that we played was from 2018 when I did a remote from there in the rain.
In the rain.
I think maybe, and on the way home, we got hit in the rain. So I think that's the new curse is rain.
Well,
and
car I told you it's transferred over here as well because I call my Chrysler the Rainmaker.
Yeah.
Because I can't tell you how many times I wanted to go to a car show with the car. And I'd pull it out of the garage, and a black cloud would just form over the house. It would start dumping rain. I'd put the car back in the garage again, and the second I'd close the door, it would stop.
Yeah, yeah.
It was uncanny. For weeks, it would happen that way. I'd say, let's go to the car show, at Heavenly Donuts or whatever have you. Pull the car out. It would rain. Put the car back in. And this happened for weeks at a time. So, yeah, that is definitely transpiring up here as well.
Yeah.
The Motor Mouth Radio weather curse. And I said, I could change the weather in a second. All I have to do is just pull that car out of the garage.
You know, there's a new one, too. There's another new curse looming around us. I was talking last show 2 weeks ago about how I had a spate of 4 appliance failures that I had to – I repaired 3 and had to replace 1. And then – 3 wakes that I had to go to, and we're going to stay away from that one.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And, of course, our good friend Pirate Paul, what happened that week? I think it was his dryer as well, his Samsung dryer. Boom. I don't know, Fritz, and he had to fix that, too. So maybe, things just may be, correlating in a way that I'm not too happy with these days.
The appliances now aren't made the way the older ones were.
No, not at all. Not at all. We still try to fix them, though. I always try to fix before replace, but they want you to replace before repair. So, Elliot, you have a list.
Well, it's my buzz list, because if I had to remember all this stuff, we'd be in trouble here.
What do you got? Buzz us with something.
Buzz us.
Our 16th annual show is Sunday, October 2nd, with a rain date of the following Sunday, which is the 9th. Sybin & Sybin is still our sponsor, and Steve's really a good guy. He gives us gelt for whatever. We have this year, we have almost 50, right? 50
pre-registered.
Which is, we're ahead of last year by about 10.
Great.
So we're figuring we're going to get anywhere between maybe 120, 140, as long as Mother Nature doesn't, want on us.
Right, right.
And,
Ray, stay home.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so will I, because you don't want my car there.
Yeah, keep your car in.
I meant Chris, I'm sorry.
Keep your car in the garage. Now,
well, no, it follows me, too, because I went to the show and it rained. I got rained on as well. So. Yeah.
I brought a couple of pictures, which Ray made pictures of you And I was assuming that was your wife back then.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Is.
Yes, it's currently.
You should never assume things. Okay, buddy.
Right. But thank you for dancing that way around it. That was good.
Okay.
Yes, she is my wife, yes.
Okay. So we have 33 classes. We have a lot of support from the Mustang Shelby Club of Long Island. They have our backs. And even though there's another major show the same day with Oyster Bay, I think we'll be fine. You know?
Well, the good thing with that, too, is Oyster Bay is like where Malba is. It's kind of a locked area. It's not free-flowing. I mean, if you go in there, you know you're going there. You're not passing through. You're going there with intent. So I think the people who are going, and the ones who aren't, they're not going to find it by accident. So, you know. And you guys do have the ability of that. The niche show. I mean, it's Fords. It's Thunderbirds, and that's
it's an old Ford show.
You know, if you got a T-Bird or a Ford, you're not going to be going. I would think, you know, that's the show you want to go to.
Well, you would think, but people they like a variety, so maybe they've been to our show and then they want to go. But me going to a show with over 1,000 cars, you'd get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
So, but we've been successful. We've given. Over $20,000 to our charity, which is Building Homes for Heroes, since 2010.
Yeah, it's great.
We don't make any money from the show. After we pay for the shirts and our awards, we give whatever's left over. Actually, 1 year, when we lost our Ford sponsor, and we were thinking of canceling, but we had already ordered shirts and plaques, so we said, let's give it a shot. Not only did we break even, we still gave the charity $2,000.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's great.
Wow.
That was without a sponsor.
Let me run something by you guys, because this happened last week. My friend Tom was at the show with us. He's got a beautiful C3 Corvette. It's green, side pipes, mag wheels, 427 convertible. I mean, the car, and he just redid it all last winter. Beautiful car. And he turned to me at one point. He says, "Hey, Ray," he goes, "what do I got to do to get a trophy to show?" He says, I don't understand. Of course, like Cole was there, you know, the big Corvette club, and they had a lot. There was a car just like his that did get a trophy. And he says, "Honestly," he goes, "tell me this." He goes, "you go to, you know the shows." He goes, "is it because it's a Corvette?" I said, "you know, I'll tell you the truth. In my impression, and that's why I want to ask you guys what you think." I said, "when you see a lot of Corvettes, like a lot of Mustangs or Camaros together, you do tend to kind of walk past them. No one really sticks out. Mostly, his is a stock, except for the wheels." I said, and maybe that's what's happening. It kind of gets lost in that source of
no. First of all, judging is very subjective. You know, the same guy could judge your car this Sunday and show up at another show next Sunday and get a different view. You know, example is last Sunday there was an all Ford show at Newlands in Bayshore.
Okay,
and they had asked me to judge. Very soft judging. In other words, you know, you look, nothing's dented, it's clean, and you move on to the next one.
Right.
It's just interesting when you get to a car and you see the pluses and you see a minus and how you judge it. And your friend's case was his car judged, but legitimately?
They did a nice thing. They didn't do a hardcore show judging. They had the people at the show did their picks, and then there was a people's choice.
Right.
You know.
Well, the thing is,
peer judging.
We've had the people that judge our show have been judging our show for years, and I give them instructions. It's soft judging.
Yeah,
it's not Concours. If it's the wrong air cleaner, it's not part of the judging sheet. And you don't spend 20 minutes on a car just explaining to the owner why it's the wrong item. Just move on. Yeah. You know? So
yeah, we had peer judging in our show for years.
Yes,
and. It turned out that Ken Weinberg, who helps us with the show, and myself were tallying the votes. We never got to see the show.
We were
too busy tallying votes.
Yeah.
So we
tell your friend trophies aren't everything.
Oh, he knows that. It was really more of just an offhanded comment. And you know the trophy is being at that show. It's so good. But that's the beauty of it.
I get orders from headquarters when I go out. Don't come back with another trophy or another shirt.
Right. Exactly.
No, what we do, something special. We have two best in shows. We have a best in show for just one of the generic Fords. and then we give the Mustang Shelby Club one of their own.
Okay.
And with the best in show, each winner gets a jacket.
Oh, nice.
We've been doing that for a number of years, too.
Nice.
So, we did something different this year. Instead of the normal trophy, per se, or a plaque, we did license plates.
Okay.
With graphics on it.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then we made decals for first, second, and third.
Nice. So, if you have a question about car shows or Fords or judging or whatever, give us a call, 516-572-7440. And, of course, follow us on social media. We do post this stuff. I put some pictures up from that show last week at on Twitter and Facebook and the web. We're Motor Mouth Radio. Instagram is real _ Motor Mouth Radio. And I like that one. Actually, that one and Facebook are the ones I would say go to first, because they'll let you put up to 10 pictures on. Twitter restriction of 4. So go to the ones where you can see more, and you'll see more. And
yes.
I have my friend Seymour. He's on there too sometimes. You know, he's like, hey, how's it going, guys? Like, hey, Seymour.
So the stable is still the same, huh, guys? Elliot, you still have your 76 Thunderbird behemoth,
yes.
Otherwise known as the big one.
Big Bird.
Big Bird.
The Big Bird. And Dennis, you still have your red 57.
Most certainly.
I tell you what we're going to do, guys. We're going to trump that thought, and we're going to go to the phones. We're going to go to the phones and the fun and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths and Elliot and Dennis.
Hi, Elliot and Dennis. Hi. Happy birthday, Ray.
Oh,
and,
thank you, Bob.
Just want to say hello, gentlemen.
Yes. What's happening today, Bob? Anything good?
Yeah, I'm heading to NAS, but I wanted to ask a question about, is there a one-off Thunderbird there? That is my standard question. Is there one really standoff Thunderbird that was rare or a special order or found? What was it, a unique history?
You mean like the Battlebird? One of my favorites.
It's one of those one vehicles that just like, holy cow, how'd the guy order that?
Comes with a Marcus Lehman. Remember that one?
Yeah, we Marcus Lehman Retrobird.
Retrobird.
Okay. Yeah.
They only made like 200 units, and when it went up for sale, within 2 hours, they were all gone.
Is that like a Bill Blass edition, the same type of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was an older one. It had the telephone in it?
Oh, yeah, that was, there was only 5 of them made.
Right.
Wow. I would love to hear that. Explain that one if you can.
Yeah.
Just the other day, yesterday I was in Pennsylvania with a bunch of car guys, and I was trying to think. I remembered the owner's name, which was Gene, and I just couldn't remember what the T-Bird was. It was a two-door, was blue, it had a phone in the back and a desk in the back. Yeah.
Elliot, I think it was a 67.
It was in the
60s, mistaken.
Yeah. It was
could
in
be,
the 60s.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a 67 where they did that. They put for some reason they Ford and Chrysler too. They did the same thing. They had this option where they would put like a desk and a phone, and they would you were able to turn the front passenger seat around you could dictate to your secretary in the back
and
seat.
You would think that would be in a Lincoln or something, in a Mark, you
right?
Know.
Right.
I had a quick question.
What's that, Bob?
The 67. Now, was that the first year of the remodel, or was that a 68 that was the first year of the remodel?
No, 67, because after 66, 64, 5, and 6 were the same car.
Right. 67 was the new model.
Yeah, that was. It changed.
That's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember
the guys, thank you so much for joining the show today, and good luck on the show today. I wish you guys well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Bob.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, you can be like Bob, 516-572-7440. We were talking about what before?
Trophies. Well, I don't know. It was like maybe 2 years ago. This guy called me from Levittown, had a 69 Torino, and wanted to know what class he was in. So I told him he was in, a pretty big class, and he said, "Well, what's my chances of getting a trophy?" So I said to him, "Well, it depends on the car." I says, "They're going to be judged." And he says, "Well, what kind of judge?" I said, "Soft judging." He says, "What does that mean?" I'll make a long story short. The guy had me on the phone for about a half hour. So I said, "Look," I said, "the show's in Kings Park I live in Patchogue. I said, if you don't win a trophy on the way home, stop by Patchogue, come in my garage, take all the trophies you want, and go home happy. Well, you know,
right, right.
Some guys live for trophies.
They do.
Elliot will tell you stories.
Yeah, we had a guy that was in, actually he's in Dennis's club now. He left my club.
He left his club.
Yeah.
Because he didn't get enough trophies.
Yeah, I called him Mr. Trophy.
Okay.
I won't mention names.
Right, right.
So, you know, so to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. It occurs in our house. What I did recently, I have a, have you guys heard the expression, a brag book?
Yeah.
You know what a brag book is?
I've heard the expression, yeah.
Yeah, well, I created one years ago, and now what I did, when you have so many plaques you've won through the years, basically it's tough to put them in the garage because my garage is very small and the car barely gets in, and you're afraid that the plaques are going to come off the wall and scratch the car. So I took them to Minuteman Press, which is in Smithtown. Everyone, he does a hard copy of our newsletter, and I have them photostyled in color, three or four plaques at a time, and I put them in my brag book.
Okay,
so
good.
Otherwise, they're useless. They just sit in a box.
Yeah, right, right, right. Exactly.
Yeah, we were at a show. What's that show down in Nassau County by the water there?
Oh, Lido Beach.
Lido Beach.
Okay.
And I put "Do not judge" on my windshield.
And I took it off.
And we walked away, you know, and he took it off, and I won first place.
I've said this for years. Being a car show judge since the 70s and being a car worker on and builder and, you know, being in the field, I've always said my trophy comes from if guys like you, someone who whose opinion I value and trust, or even if they give me positive feedback or even negative feedback on a car, like, hey, would you, that's, to me, that's the trophy that I want, because it comes from someplace it's formative. You can go back. It's not just a piece of plastic.
Both our clubs belong to national clubs. Dennis is CTCI, we're VTCI. And in 2019, there was a national show in Princeton, New Jersey. So I went. I did my cleaning for almost 2 weeks and didn't even use my car. And I would have been happy to come in third. I came in second. But what it was, it's not like a concourse show, but everything has to work.
Yeah.
And there's two guys on your car. And there's a 250-point system, so it gets a little intense.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And out of stupidity, I lost a point by not even filling the window washer with fluid.
Oh, wow.
You know, but I'm just saying, it was interesting the way it has to start, obviously. The power antenna has to go up and down. Everything has to work.
Right.
You know, AC has to be cold, the heat has to be hot, and so, you know. That was interesting.
Yeah, that's comprehensive. I mean, that really puts that car through the rigors of test. So that's another level than your local car show by all means.
And I don't have to worry about any rips or tears in my back seat either.
No, true. So just to back up, you said CTV and VTCI.
CTCI.
CTCI and VTCI.
VTCI.
What does that stand for? What is the acronym?
Classic
mean?
Thunderbird Club International.
Okay.
Vintage Thunderbird Classic International.
Vintage. Okay. Classic and vintage. Okay. Okay.
Right. Because you guys are from different clubs. Elliot, if I remember correctly, Long Island Thunderbird.
Yes.
Owners.
Right.
And of course, Dennis is.
There you go, Chris.
Thunderbird Owners of New York, otherwise known as
Tony.
Tony. Exactly.
Well, you see, for this show, both clubs work hand in hand to make this successful, really. Because we start at 6 a.m. and a lot of cringes when you say, and I say sharp.
Yeah.
You know, and we put it together by 8 o'clock. It's time to rock and roll.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
So time to take a nap. If it's me. Yeah.
Exactly. Elliot, what was the greatest accolade you've ever gotten with your 76 Thunderbird? I mean, it's because it's big. And the funny thing is, I always say cars are getting smaller as time goes on. I'm starting to retract that statement. I think your car is getting bigger.
Yeah. Well, you listen, from a guy who was a behemoth in a garage himself. You know?
Exactly. That's why I say it. Because I could take up three parking spots in any parking lot you hand me.
Yeah.
So I totally
What it was, I think one of the best comments is in 2019, the president of the VTCI, he was there, and he was judging my car along with another guy. And after they got done abusing me and my car, because you never know what you win at that point until you get to the dinner.
Yeah.
He said to me, turned to me, says, "You really have a nice car."
Mm.
So that's your trophy.
There you go. Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Accolades from your peers. That's for sure. No. Dennis, how about you? Anybody call you Dan Tana or anything?
As a matter of fact, it was just like 2 weeks ago. A guy mentioned Dan Tana. It's funny because sometimes you'll be on the road, you'll pull up next to somebody, they'll look at your car, and then they'll turn around and look straight, like not have any kind of reaction. And a couple of months ago, I'm coming down Sunrise Highway. This guy is leaning out of the passenger window with his camera, taking pictures of the car. You go, car.
You know, I take my car out, and same thing, and I'm not, believe me, I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you what happens. People, like, you find guys shattering, you're like, riding your quarter panel. Mm. It's like, listen, dude, just get up next to me, you know? And they'll ask you the craziest questions. You know, usually,
what year?
Usually, like, what year is it? Right. And I'll tell them, oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Well, what is it?
Yeah, well, right.
What is it?
Like, okay, what is it? It's your favorite year, but you don't know what it was. Oh,
or
okay.
You go to the car show, and I set up my sign, and I'm sitting in the back of my car. My sign says 1976 Big Bird, and the guy comes back to me and says, "What year is that?"
Well, the one better than that, Elliot, is when you had your Mustang, the Bullet, and you had the number on your...
On the sunshine.
On the sign. And it was the wrong number.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, we put the wrong... Yeah, the wrong, well, each bullet had its own number.
Okay.
Right.
I think I reversed the last two digits.
Oh, wow.
Anything's possible. But
meaning production number, I'm assuming, right? One of 200 or 50 of 200 or... 50,
I think...
That's the number you're speaking of, right?
Not, yeah, I think...
You're not advertising your VIN number.
No. I think the first year... The Bullet was made for 08 and 09. I think there were 10,000 units each year.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that's a true story or not. But.
Okay.
So I was in 7-Eleven by me one day, and I had the T-Bird parked out front. And the guy in the car, I'm paying the guy for what I did, and he says to me, "Look outside, some guy's looking at your car." So I go out there, and he says, "Oh, man, this is a beautiful car." He says, "What year is it?" So I said, 57. He says, my brother-in-law had one just like it.
Mm-hmm.
I says, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah." He said, "But it it didn't have a, it had a roof." Yeah. I says, "Well, the roof comes off, you know." Uh-huh. He said, "Yeah, and it was big. It had a back seat."
Yeah, it was bigger. Yeah.
So I said, "All right." So then it was a 58. Yeah, but it was exactly like yours, car.
And it was red,
right.
And it was jacked up. Yeah, and I know it's.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, like you guys know, when you talk to people who aren't real car guys or gals.
They don't know.
Their lines are blurred so far. But you know what? We all do it. You kind of, you take it in stride. You try to make that conversation go as quick as you can so you can get out of there, like, you know, and then you say, all right, that's...
Well, go ahead.
Taking it one notch further with the newer cars, my nephew brought me to Brooklyn to pick up my T-Bird on a flatbed because it wasn't running.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 6 or 7 months later. No, I'm sorry. It was years later because the T-Bird I got in, well, whatever. I bought a 2000 Oldsmobile Intrigue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming down Woodside Avenue in Patchogue. He pulls up next to me with his car, and he goes, "Hey, Uncle Dennis, you got a new Toyota?" It's an Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
You know.
Oldsmobile.
Yeah,
I should have kept the Japanese it. It's a classic.
Now we have. I got a detailed story for you. About a year ago, I decided to ceramic coat the Big Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Came out really good. Came out so good that day that there's a guy in my club that lives a stone's throw from me. He's got a '66 red Mustang. I said, "You got to come over right now." He goes, "Why?" I said, "Come over." So we did his car, and then we did Dennis's car.
Oh, my God.
Can I come over? Do my car.
Come on.
But the stuff, it's so inexpensive. You just got to clean your car, clay bar it, and just spray it on and wipe it off. And my car has never looked so good. His red is still smoking.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Nice.
So it's good stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what. We are rapidly approaching the bottom of the hour, and I do need to tell you that it is right now 78 degrees in Garden City. Feels like 78. Good day. Nice. Partly cloudy. We have no rain in sight. It's going to be a beautiful week, rest of the weekend for us. And you know what? I need to have a spot to read. Chris, do we have an honor group of the hour?
I'm afraid we do, and it's kind of funny because this Honor Group of the Hour falls hand in hand with what we're discussing, which is usually what happens, and it's never planned, but it does happen. The Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour this week, if you've ever gotten cornered at a car show. Have you ever admired a classic vehicle at a car show and quickly discovered the owner was more than willing to tell you every single detail about the car? Not only do you get every detail about the car, you get the location of every single part acquired and the discussion of every single service procedure performed along with every time the car broke down and left them stranded. And one, you're just about ready to continue on, you're ready to go, and he ropes you back in with a detailed description of the entire restoration process.
Absolutely.
So if you've ever been stuck listening to someone's long car story at a car show, or if you've ever cornered someone with one of your long-winded car stories at a car show, you're part of the Motormouth Radio on a Group of the Hour. There you go.
I'll tell you, that's good. That leads into the show I want to tell you about on this station, Everything and Anything. That's what guys talk about when they grab you at the car show. Everything and anything, except what you think they would, right? Fridays at 6 p.m. It's our good friend, Steve Mangracina. He does a show playing the lost hits and misses from the rock era, along with the hits from obscure artists and forgotten songs by rock and roll superstars, as well as music from current hit makers. Great show. Steve does a great job of mixing it up and pulls out some real goodies. And I'll tell you what, as we're going to go into the second half of the show, it's time to wrap it up for this half. So we'll take our little bit, our break, and we'll be back with Elliot and Dennis and Chris and Ray, and we'll talk more about T-Birds and your show and what's coming up and whatnot. So keep it where you got it on 90.3 WHPC. Wrap it up.
Carl Anthony with Automoblog and AutoVision News, and you're listening to Ray and Chris on Motormouth Radio, WHPC 90.3 FM.
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision, with two locations in Limerick and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop will fix your car. CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services, 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. All repairs include the CarStar Lifetime Nationwide Warranty, ensuring that the experts at Celebrity Chase Collision are always on your side.
Y si hablamos español.
More information is available at 516-593-0920 or online at celebritychasecollision.com.
You're listening to the Motormouth.
Hey, how's it going? First time caller here. Everybody on a Sunday, work on your car and listen to the show.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Chris, I didn't get to chat with you.
This is a great show. I'm checking off all the boxes.
Motormouth!
Hey, I don't mess with stock. Stock stinks.
He was under a car or under somebody else's car.
I wanted to commend you on your selection of music.
Motormouth!
Cars are for driving, not for eating it.
Even if Ray is talking to Chris on the phone,
Motormouth!
In the same room, I'm doing my show.
Get some advice on getting my lawnmower to start up.
Our trained staff of two will help.
And typically, we don't work on that kind of car.
Yeah, I was going to call in, and your guest mentioned my dilemma.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
Every Sunday, 12 o'clock, my phone goes, Motormouth Radio.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
Nobody knows your car's like you.
Ray was here early, but then he had to go through this thing that he does on Sundays.
And what do you have, like 9 people listening to you right now?
Motormouth!
Millions of listeners, 9 paying attention.
Hush your mouth and play some more good music.
You just went for 2+ hours on Thursday talking about cars and stuff. I want to see you do 2 minutes. Because you are a Motormouth, my friend.
I am a Motormouth.
Let's face it.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motormouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Motormouth!
Hey, you, get over here. Every Sunday, 12 to 1, you are going to tune in to hear the Motormouths, my friends Ray Guarino and Chris Switzer. 90.3 FM, WHPC. You might learn something.
Oh, yeah, you might learn something. Thank you, John. I tell you, that is the premiere of the latest Motormouth Radio promo. That is more Motormouth greatness. Thanks to Chris, who puts that together. He's been doing that for a long time, and that's they're always good. That's always makes you smile and say wowee.
I always love doing it. It's so nice when I can devote the time to sit down and scrub through. And it's funny because Dennis and Elliot have both made the promos at
yes.
at one time or another with the same line. With the same line. Dennis said, you don't have to be Italian to join.
Right.
And Elliot, of course,
what I say?
Followed along with, you don't have to be Jewish to join.
Right. That's right. That is right.
And however, you have to have the operation, though.
Ah. Okay. Equal opportunity to a degree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's they have made the promo as well. And I've always found it, to me, it's one of those things. It's almost like an award that we give out. It's our trophy.
That's true.
Without the plaque, without the dust collector, without the
wife complaining.
Shelves.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, do you know off the top of your head what number promo that is? Do you keep track of that? I think it's like 14 or 15, maybe.
Oh my gosh. Something. No, I know it. There's more than that.
Is there more? Okay. So I said I didn't know.
Yeah. There's okay. about, well, it's funny because there are some now that we've mixed in because there's the demo promo. There's the 20th anniversary promo.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of those. So yeah, I would say it's about, I'd say 15 or 16 in.
Yeah,
the funny thing is I can't just listen to one. It's almost like eating a Malamar.
It's like chicklets.
It's once I throw it in the file with the rest of them, I got to listen to them all just to almost judge if it's how good it is compared to the others that are in there.
And
truthfully, I think if they were up on the website, if all of them were up on the website, I would probably be listening to them on a daily basis.
Well, you could always put them on your phone. I think I did put one on my phone at one point and to play with somebody. Really? So yeah, you could. Yeah, that's the beauty. You can manipulate the file.
Right.
So let me tell you guys a funny story. You were telling about when you have your car out and people flag you down and all. I had the oddest thing happen to me last week.
Ooh.
You tell me what you think it is on the odd scale. Driving back from the Malibu show, and we're going through, Cross Island was jammed, so I said, okay, we're going to go through the side streets, we're going to go through Bayside and catch Francis Lewis Boulevard and take it down to Union Turnpike. It's on Francis Lewis Boulevard around 23rd Street.
Is it still raining or no?
Yeah, it was like light drizzle on and off. It wasn't raining at the time. So I had the windows open, and two lanes, I'm in the left lane, and there was a turn lane to my left.
Which car?
My GTO. Oh. My GTO that I got done. So I'm sitting there at the light, and I happen to notice, you know, peripherally, you catch this stuff. I see the window come down on the minivan. I'm like, okay, there's really no reason for this guy to lower his window with his AC on when, you know. So I look over, and I see an Asian fellow, I guess like in his 50s, driving the car. And he had, I think, his father with him, who looked like he was, you know, 140, but he was probably in his 70s. He was a nice little dog. And, you know, the guy gives me a thumbs up. So, yeah, I give him a thumbs up. And I say, yeah, nice. So he says, rev it up, rev it up. I think, you know, I'm waiting for a nice car. What year is it? My favorite one. Rev it up. So I'm like, okay. He's like, he's jumping up and down in his seat. With that, the light changes. And in my other peripheral vision on my right side, I noticed there was a car came up on my quarter panel with an older gentleman in it, probably in his 80s. And light changes, and that's when I turned 17 years old because, of course, I revved it, I dumped the clutch, and in a hail of smoke, I just take off from the light, and I'm like, oh, stupid. Like, all I had to do is swerve, like, and take this guy out or the other guy. I'm like, but you know
right.
what? When you're 17, none of that matters.
Right.
So that was, and we were laughing about that for a while. It's like, that guy was like, insane. I never heard that before.
Rev it up.
Oh yeah, he got one. And Kevin says, he was in the back, says, yeah, you gave him a rev it up and then some more. I'm like, yeah, I did, unfortunately.
I was actually waiting to make a left-hand turn. I was pulling out from a side street onto a main drag, and a woman was turning from the main drag to go past me on that side street. And she did this slow creep And she's literally blocking me as she's going around me, and she's looking at the car, the Chrysler, and she stops. We're window to window. She hasn't lowered her window at all, and she's talking to me through the window.
Oh, that's good,
she's gesturing like I had one.
Nice.
But she's turning to her passenger and smacking the heck out of her passenger, like, "Sagan, I had one of those!" And she's like smacking this poor kid.
Oh,
the kid's like defending himself. All you see are arms, and she's turning to me and like giving me the thumbs up and smacking the kid on the other side. Yeah. I'm like, "Lady, what are you doing?" Yeah.
Dennis, what were you going to say here?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. The only way you burn rubber on my T-Bird is if you go in 90 and you jam on the brakes.
Oh, okay. Well, I always say my car is a true hybrid because it burns gas and rubber.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And mine never passed the gas station. Didn't like.
Oh, believe me, mine doesn't like to pass them either. But you know what? I thought about that. It's just the price you pay for happiness at this point.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's what makes you happy, and that's what it's a good day. It's worth it. You know, the money in your pocket does nothing when you're in the ground.
I had a...
Give it to the guy at the gas station.
I had a 62 Galaxy with the 352 Police Interceptor engine.
Nice.
With the three-quarter race cam.
Right, right.
Four-barrel carburetor. And I was keeping company with my present-day wife, which is the same young lady.
Right.
53 years.
Right, very good.
Hey!
And, I can't say
And you that. Never had a fight.
No,
I
can't.
No, I never had a fight. I won.
Right, right.
And when I left her house in Brooklyn, I would always leave a few
remembrances.
Or, and her father would go, what the hell's wrong with that asshole?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're quoting him.
Right, right.
And he wound up being my best buddy.
Okay, good, good.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. I love it. I love stories like that.
From controversy and diversity, we find kinship. So,
here's the funny thing. I just want to talk real fast about values of your cars.
Oh.
And this is something I really think you both have a good grip on. Dennis, I hate to say it, but I remember in 1983, I was looking at a 57 Thunderbird for $20,000. And I think we've had this conversation about 10 years ago.
Right.
Because if you look online now, you can find a 57 Thunderbird for $20,000.
Really? You can, yes.
Okay.
It would probably need a lot
of
work.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
but
right.
The one that I was looking at in 1983 needed the same things.
Well,
the funny thing is, in 1983, you can buy a 76 Thunderbird for $800.
When I graduated high school in 1964... There was a 57 Thunderbird in the used car lot by my house in Queens, and it was $1,500. It was the blue color is escaping me right now.
Okay.
Brain farts when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
But the car was immaculate. It was mint. It had both tops and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But who had $1,500 when you're 17 years old?
Sure.
That's a lot of money. Sure.
So I waited till I was 50, and I paid $15,000 for one that didn't run.
Right, right, right. For that top.
That makes sense.
Listen, you know, everything in life just has to find its own place. It doesn't always happen when we want it to or when it would best fit. But as long as it works out, that's... And the phone works out, too. So you can call at 516-572-7440. Talk to these guys. Talk about car shows, Fords.
Yeah. The funny thing is, a 76 Thunderbird, I've been seeing them online, some of nice ones, for $20,000.
How many were made, Elliot, in 76?
96,000.
Okay, that's a good number. That's
or
a lot of cars.
93,000, yeah.
Yeah.
They were all came with 460s, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in 76, Ford made three special editions. Each one had its own color theme and mechanical theme, which is a... But I also say, too, when I say my car never passed the gas station, didn't like, and my door weighs more than your car.
I know, I know. Well, we're gonna do it again. We're going to go to the phones and the fun and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, Ray, Chris, Dennis, Elliot. This is Steve from West Hempstead. How's it going,
hey,
guys?
Steve.
Hey,
how
hey Steve.
How are
you?
Great show as usual. I wanted to ask Dennis about that spray-on coating he was talking about before you took the break. Is there a particular brand to that you would recommend in that?
Yeah, that's the ceramic Elliot was talking about.
Elliot, okay.
Yeah.
Just as long as you clean your car really good and clay barred, Any ceramic coating, if you go to Advance or AutoZone, it's like $20 for the. You just spray it on, wipe it off. That's it. You're done.
Wow.
Now, what if you have new paint on the car? Because clay bar is good for removing embedded dirt, especially if it's older. But like my car is fairly freshly painted.
That's a good question. I couldn't.
Okay.
Rather than mislead you. But okay. The stuff really works. It's not a gimmick. It really does.
I've heard good things about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Sounds great. I'm really enjoying the show as usual. And,
well, what you should be enjoying is you made the promo. You're the leadoff on the new promo.
I was getting ready to comment on that because I commended you on your musical selection. I caught it. I'm paying attention.
Right.
That was it.
Very good, Steve. Well, keep listening, brother. You're always welcome on the show.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right,
thanks a lot.
Bye. All right. Yes, that was only from a few weeks ago. See, that clip was only from a few weeks ago, and there's others that are older. So it transcends all time and space.
Well, the promo, when you have to, you don't have to be Italian or you don't have to be Jewish, and I say you have to have the operation. But nobody's asked me what the operation is. And
we're afraid to, Elliot.
Well, no. There's a new procedure now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You freeze it.
Right.
And you hit it with a rock.
Oh, wow. Well, that's different. Make a note on that, Chris.
Does your voice change after
that? It does, yes. Now I got to tell you, yesterday I was at the AACA Museum in Hershey.
Is that like the AARP place for the...
A friend of ours died about a year ago, and he was really involved with the Thunderbirds, et cetera, with the International Thunderbird Club before it went rogue.
Right.
So,
rogue.
Yeah. So what we did, there was about 20 of us. We chipped in about a year ago, and we bought him a brick that gets put in the ground. And the ceremony yesterday was the brick. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That the brick they hit you with after they freeze?
Yeah, is that the
It's the same brick. We save money.
There you go.
No, it was an enjoyable day. And then I got chauffeured. All day. It's about 200 miles. My buddy lives in Plainview. He's our vice president, Paul Rossina. He's got a 68 Ford Torino, four-door.
Nice car.
And he's like you. He's a mechanic. He knows every nut and bolt by his first name. Mm-hmm. So he drove. It's got AC, right? And we had a good time.
Good.
A lot of dialogue yesterday and good stuff.
I got a question here from a friend. He wanted to know if you remember the Kenny Brown T-Bird Super Coupe from the 90s. It was supercharged and had a shortened body. Now, I know you guys aren't really drag race guys. Chris, is that... I don't even remember that.
That's, you got me on that one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There you go, Gerard. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Wow.
Call us. Jeez. Call in and tell us about it. 516-572-7440. You can be the guy.
Just came to me. Star Mist Blue was the...
Star Mist Blue. Yes. It'll come to you eventually. Me too. I do the same. I say, I always have two or three conversations with people because it's the one we're in, then the follow-up one, that's the stuff I remembered quick, and then it's the one 8 hours later, like, oh, yeah, now I got the other stuff.
It's called a senior moment.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We go through that constantly.
Yes. I do, too.
You know, it's funny because I've always found Thunderbirds are one of the few cars that you can identify them by their nicknames. Like Dennis, your cars were always known as the Baby Birds,
yep.
Right? The two-seaters were the Baby Birds.
Right.
And then the 58 to 60 versions were the Square Birds.
Right.
Then 61 to 63 were the Projectile Birds.
Bullet Birds.
Right. What was 64 to 66?
Flare Birds.
Flare.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then, and now I'm lost after 67. I don't know. Ugly birds.
Well, from 67 to 71, there was actually a four-door T-Bird.
Yes.
Yeah. Suicide doors.
Yes.
Yes.
And then in 72, right. 74, 5, and 6 were basically the same car. And then 77, 8, 9 was probably, actually is the largest Thunderbird production ever.
Cars with the biggest taillights ever. I ever saw in my life.
Yeah,
I remember when they came out, I was like, wow, that's a taillight.
But then when you look around, like, there's nobody in our club that has one.
Okay.
There was like a million units made for the 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, then it got ugly. If you remember, 80, 81, 82.
Yes.
There was little boxes.
Fugly birds.
Well, and then the aero design started coming in where they started rounding and more wind tunneling, and they started having
Right, and they were called Aerobirds.
Yeah,
83 to what? 87, 88, 89, I think it was,
90? No, 89 was the first year of the Super Coupe, so.
If you know anybody who's looking for them, I just found out one of my buddies from the UD knows a guy who's selling one. It's really clean. It's in Maspeth.
Yes, yeah, $6,000. I've been getting hits
for the
last 2 days.
Right? Well, I got an in on that car, so if you're interested, I can put you together with the guy.
We have a guy in our club has an 87 Turbo, a nice car.
Right, right.
It is a nice car.
Yeah. I worked on one of them way back when. I did a tune-up, and I remember having to take the air-to-air intercooler out, and the thing was like, it felt like a radiator. It was like it felt like a house radiator. It felt like cast iron, but I think it was cast aluminum. That thing weighed, it was heavy as hell. I know later on they did change that design. I think they went air to water, but the air-to-air cooler, wow, was that thing heavy. But that was a nice car to drive. I liked it.
Yeah, 89 was fast. I remember when 89 came out, what did I have? I had a Mustang. I'm on Wellwood Road. I'm still working. And the guy wants to go. And I had a 5.0 5-speed.
Mm-hmm.
He wiped my nose with it. He was gone in a hurry.
Yes. Right, right.
Wow.
Very cool.
I remember when those cars were everywhere. Sure. And now they're like nowhere.
Nowhere.
You can't find them anywhere, those things. It's amazing.
There was a guy that showed up at our show a number of years ago. He had a 75. It was a color I'd never seen before. And he was telling me it's one of one. It was a dealer car. In other words, the dealer had it painted. Now, I don't know if you guys, 1956 Thunderbirds were made, they called them S-codes, which means you could paint the car from the manufacturer, any color you wanted.
Oh.
And it got S. So that's what the 75 was. I never saw anything like it. Plus, to open up our hood, you know, you reach in and you pull the lever.
Mm-hmm.
The lever had a key in it where you could lock the lever. I never saw that before either.
Oh, wow.
So,
cool.
Yeah, interesting.
Wow.
Because his brother owned, like, the Chapman Lock Company or something. it was probably a prototype. Like, yeah, let's try this one.
But I don't think you could, like now, if you went to buy anything, pick a model, whatever, and you wanted painted a particular color, I don't know if they do that anymore.
Yeah, I have read in a lot of the magazines other cars where that car went down the line, with Chrysler's as well, and that paint code, it had a special letter. There was a special code in there, meaning that it was to be determined by the dealer.
Right.
But it wasn't, certainly wasn't, you know, common. It wasn't super, super rare. It wasn't unheard of, but it was not common.
It's probably a big bucks to do that.
Because I guess, like, you know, a big dealer, a guy who has a large-scale dealership, maybe he wants a car, but he wants a special color, park it out in front, you know.
Right.
They want to be a little different.
Yeah. You talk about hood latches. I bring my car to the same place every year for inspection and oil change and everything. Mm-hmm. And the guy that does it's an older gentleman. And he was out sick, and they had a young guy in there. So he puts my car on the lift. Now he's putting his fingers through the grid in the grill trying to.
Yeah.
So I said to him, nice. It opens from inside. So I showed him. I opened the hood. So he goes, oh, okay. So now he brings the car up. He drains the oil, changes the filter, does everything the right way. And he's starting to bring the car down. So I said to him, did you forget something? He goes, what? So I says, grease.
Ah,
goes,
right.
Oh, okay. So he pulls the grease gun down, you know, and he's got the grease gun in his hand, and he's looking at me.
And now what?
And he's saying, do you know where the fittings are?
So they had still the grease on the. That's an old shop.
So he said,
yeah, I was going to say, wipe the dust off that thing. Yeah.
He said to me, pull the trigger, you get air coming out of it.
Do you know where the grease fittings are?
Yeah.
So I showed him where the fittings are, right? So now the car comes down. Now he's got to put the oil in the oil filler, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's turning the cap. So I showed him. I said, oh, just pull it straight up.
Yeah. Wow. See, these are the things. I see a thing on Instagram. It's phenomenal. It shows an old push-button AM radio. It says, yeah, kids today are so smart. My grandkid can, like, program the, you know, whatever's asked. But ask them if they know how to program a radio station on that. And they would, right. And that was it's just something that we learned that now. Yeah, you know, I talk to my kids about that. They're getting older, but there's a lot of things that, you know, they just don't know.
Elliot's son, Marky, excellent mechanic. Can fix anything in a car or anything. Bring him a car with a carburetor, and he scratches his head.
No, he said to me when he worked for Firestone before he moved to North Carolina, he says, I'll do anything on your car that you want. I will not touch the carburetor.
Wow.
Wow.
It's just an analog version of the fuel injection.
Yeah.
There you go.
Listen, Chris, by the way, a heads up, I brought three T-shirts today. One is for you.
And, thank you.
And we still put Motormouth on the back of our shirts.
Holy smokes, that's fantastic. I have to laugh because I had one of your shirts on recently when we were working on the houses. I had one of the shirts on. And my daughter, who is 8 years old, went up to the shirt and she saw the logo on the sleeve. And she said, Motormouth Radio.
You know, I have like, your gray shirts. I have a bunch of them. I wear them all the time.
Yeah, and, they're great shirts.
I have a sweatshirt too, in fact, and I always have people coming to me and saying, hey, but you're not a Ford guy. What do you wear? Like, what do you wear? I'm like, nah, these are my friends that do the show. I said, so, you know, I said, look, they put me on the sleeve here. I said, because I support them. Yeah, and Dennis today is wearing a Motormouth Radio t-shirt, which is.
I know, I'm hysterical.
Ancient status.
I still have mine. What we've done this year, our shirts are light blue with yellow paint on the back in support of what's going on.
Right, right.
In Ukraine.
Great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very
good. That's thoughtful. Yeah, very good. That sounds good. So when's the show again?
October 2nd, Sunday.
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 2 weeks from today. Wow.
Where's it going to be? Where's it? I'm going to drive around aimlessly. Where's it going to be?
Kifu Shopping Center in Kings Park, 58 Indian Head Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come and support us. Support our charity.
Yes.
We're hoping that Mother Nature is calm and out playing golf somewhere else.
Well, like you said, I think being in October really is going to be a nice shift. Today is just a beautiful day. Great day for a show today.
But I just want to thank the Mustang Shelby Club has always had our back, and this year more than ever. His name is Pat McNulty.
Uh-huh.
He put together our artwork for our plaques, you know, for our awards, right? And he's been pushing our show on Facebook, and he's a really good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, those Italian guys really know how to do stuff like that, right? Those McNulty's, I know. Nah, very good.
That's
good.
Coming to my show.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then I'm sure you guys, I know you keep busy during the year with stuff, which is now on my list of things to do. Keep busy, which hasn't been hard yet. I'm waiting to see what the winter brings. Like, so what do you do? Like, what do retired gentlemen of status do in the wintertime when things...
Well,
slow down.
You get up in the morning, you look out at the window, you see snow, you go back to bed.
There you go.
Or you check the obits to make sure your name's not in there.
I do that every day, yeah. I really
right.
do. I look at it every day.
And we still do our car swaps. You know, it's not as active as it had been in the past, but, you know, we're still out there.
Yeah.
There's always something to do. Always busy.
Yes. Right.
Or I can clean my car for the 900th time during the day.
Yeah, but think about it. Wiping down that hood, it's like acres of paint on the hood of that 76. Oh, my gosh. You just do this sweeping with the rag, with a bed sheet, pretty much, just to get that. And I kind of understand with the Chrysler, it's the same way. It's like I'm getting old. I got to pull the car out of the garage. Just go, run down with the rag. I'm like, holy smokes, my back can't put up with much more of this.
No, my detailing career is kind of... coming to an end. Last Saturday before Newman's show, I spent like 3 hours on my car. I can't do that anymore. That's just too much.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's too much.
I tell you what, gentlemen, we've come to the end of the show.
No, not
really.
The end.
Kim is coming in with Thunder Road, Best of Springsteen and the band.
Whoa.
And I know you'll stay tuned for that because all listeners always do. We'll go out in the parking lot and talk a little bit. Chris, it's been a pleasure, as always, again, to see you again, and we'll be back. We got some guests lined up. I don't have a roster for you. Nothing's firm, but we may have a guest next week. I'll let you know.
Gentlemen, it was great to see you guys both. Glad to see you and that the shows are as popular as ever.
Gentlemen, thanks. Chris, what do we always say to the guys in the parking lot waiting for us?
Don't follow us home, but you can follow us to the Thunderbird show. That's for sure.
You got it. Elliot, Dennis, thank you very much for coming in.
It's
a pleasure. Yes. Chris, see you next week.
See you, bye.
For all the guys, Motormouth Radio, WHPC 90.3. We'll see you next week. Bye.